Hey, it's Amy Scott Grant, your favorite spiritual ass kicker. Welcome back to part three of Systematic Forgiveness. All right, so real quick to recap so far, we made a list of grievances. We made a list of physical, emotional ailments, life frustrations, things that aren't working in your life. And then we listened to the courage opening. It wasn't so much clearing as an opening. So we harnessed courage, and then we looked through our list of grievances and made some type of demarcation, like some type of visible symbol or something, highlight, whatever, about who we're ready to let go. So next up is a really simple invocation, okay? But first, I want you to just, like, I'm just going to invite you to take a moment and think about who is most helpful to you, who or what, right? When you really need divine intervention, when you need assistance, who do you go to? Do you talk to God? Do you meditate? Do you talk to Jesus? Is your great aunt Greta, who passed when you were six, always by your side, ready to help anytime you ask her for help? You know, it could be a deceased relative. It could be your guardian angel. It could be one of the archangels. Could be God, Jesus. Could be your higher self. It's not so important who it is. I'm just inviting you to bring to mind that short list. It might be one. Right? Maybe you just go straight to the source. You just talk to God directly. I can tell you when I'm most upset, like furious. That's who I talk to. Some people go to Jesus when they're asking for something or when they want comfort. Other people go to a specific archangel. Like, you might even be thinking, well, it depends on what it is as to what archangel. Well, that's okay. List them all, right? I'm just inviting you to bring to mind a short list of who or what is always there to help you. Like, you know, after you ask for help, you're going to feel better. Even if you don't get instantaneous results, even if you don't instantly manifest what you ask for, the process of asking brings you peace and some relief. Okay? Have you got that? Okay, great. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a guided, what do we call it? I mean, I really get that this is an invocation because we're inviting that being, that entity, in to help you with this situation. Okay? Now, in this situation, I can tell you for me, it's God. That's who I would go directly to. So I'm going to try and keep the language in this kind of neutral so that you can apply it to whoever's tippy top on your list or your top three or top five or even just one, right? I'm going to try and keep it neutral so that you can do that. But if I slip up, I'm probably going to say God. So just you feel free to substitute if there's a different aspect of God on your list, okay? All right, you ready? So just relax, take a deep breath, and if you can, close your eyes and just settle down for the next few minutes. Ground your energy. You can either do this by planting your feet flat and firmly on the ground, or imagine there's a cord running from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of the earth. And as you breathe, imagine your heart chakra is opening like a soft pink rose rapidly blooming. And imagine your crown at the top of your head is opening up, facilitating that connection to the divine. And as you feel energy flow in through your crown and down into your heart chakra, we are open to receive assistance. You are inviting help in. You are acknowledging that you want to let go. You want to move on. Perhaps you just need an assist. And so, with a pure desire, an eager heart, and a humble spirit, we are open to receive some help. We ask that you please shine your light upon us. Open us to receive divine wisdom. Open our hearts that we may grow and be guided in the highest and best ways. Allow us to release negativity, to be able to let go of the wounds from the past, and to be able to live in divine right order. We ask this because we believe we are doing what is the most optimal in this situation, and we would like assistance in completing what feels like a very difficult task. And now just take a moment or so to feel your heart chakra opening, to feel your crown chakra open, wide, and receptive. Allowing God's light and God's love to fully permeate your being. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.